Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys have been in so many close games this year already. What kind of sorts of things can a coach do to kind of reverse a trend?
Well, I don't know, Schultz. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's always close games. Every game you play is close, it seems like. That's just the way it is in college hockey. And, I mean, that's why people pay, you know, they pay to come to the games because they want to see. Well, maybe they want to see, obviously, the 7-3 games like Mike Merrimack, Schultz, or 8-3, whatever it was. But that's just the way. That's just the way the puck bounces, and there's just tight games all the time.
With the injury to Tommy Muck, Brad gets moved up. What areas of his game has he improved from last year?
Well, he's the same defenseman as he was last year, except obviously he's getting more ice right now, and he's just gaining more experience, Schultz. But he's kind of your Tommy Muck type. He's just a very reliable, hard-nosed defender. He's got a very good skill set and just hard to play against.
And that shorthanded goal, how did you guys get set up in the offensive zone that well?
Well, it was just weird. I mean, Harry made the play. I mean, Harry obviously was in goal mode, and when he was in goal mode right there, he got possession of the puck. He cut back, created a little space for himself, and four of their guys went to the corner, and there was nobody obviously in front of the net, and nobody's in front of the net, and Brad just kind of snuck in there, and he made a good read. I thought Brad made a really good read. Mike Soucier kind of slid over to support Harry a little bit, but still was high on the strong side, and Brad found that ice right in the middle. And, Harry found him, and Brad just, again, he just blasted it, and the puck had some eyeballs.
Minnesota State plays with such tempo. How does losing a guy like Brandon Harris during the game last night affect how you can counter that speed?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you lose your quickest guy, and you just alluded to it. They've got a lot of tempo, and we lose our highest paced guy. So no, I mean, with him and Hampus out, we lose our two experienced centermen. I mean, we've got right now a total of about 20 games up the middle tonight, with Tyler Kirka playing his first game. Connor Brown-Milosky might have 5 or 6 games at centerman out of the 8 games he's played total in his career, maybe 5 up the middle. Owen Sillinger all 11, and Ross Armour's probably played 7 or 8 of his games at the middle. So, I mean, it's a center group right now that's inexperienced, but it's also going to be exciting to see how they respond tonight.
How's Harry doing?
Not doing great right now. So, it's just took a tough hit last night. He's got an upper body injury, so.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceritori. Found it odd to find out that there are games being played in Ireland this weekend in college hockey. How does that events like that help everyone as a whole recruit a whole different talent pool?
You know what, Schultz? I don't know too much about what's going on in Ireland. I don't even know. I think Lowell might be the host, to be honest with you. But I just think it's good to expose college hockey going over the year. But any place where we can expose college hockey, I think it makes a world of difference. But also to a non-traditional market in Ireland, which they've got obviously a team in. I think it's the British Elite League over there. It's nice to go over there and, again, showcase our sport.
One of our Bucky's Legends segments tonight is with Brian Grand. Every time I think of Grandy or talk about him, his stats just boggle my brain. Is college hockey ever going to see a guy with that many points per game again?
Oh, no, not even close. I mean, will we ever see a guy with even 2 points a game, let alone what Grandy have, 2.69 or 6.7 or something like that? Something crazy. It's 2.57. But, again, will we ever see a guy with, that gets 2 points a game? Granted, Jack Eichel, I think, did the 1 year he played. But you better, if you're going to get that 2 points a game, I mean, you're going to be you're an NHL superstar.
Since his playing days, he's certainly been involved in the game in this town. How has he kind of left his fingerprints over every single level of hockey in Bemidji?
Well, I mean, first off, Grandy is a legend. And to me, when you think of Bemidji hockey, Brian Grand obviously to me stands out. Not only, again, what he did for Bemidji State, but again, you hit it on the head, what he did for Bemidji High School. Obviously, a coach who has the longest tenure, in Bemidji High School history, and had impact on a lot of kids, and just had an impact on the game in this community. And another thing that stands out with Grandy, and when Grandy was, Grandy was retired, and he would do this skills clinic, and for all the kids when he was teaching still, but he did a skills clinic like on Sunday nights, and my kid went every Sunday, and It was just awesome. I mean, all the kids went, and my son, again, he looked so forward to going to Grandy Skill Clinic, because all they did is they went, and it was all skill stuff, you know, shooting, puck handling, all stuff that's fun, you know, nobody overcoaching you. And that's, again, how much impact Brian's had on hockey over here. He cared so much about the kids and the young kids, and he didn't have to do any of that. But again, he just loves the game, and we're so fortunate to have somebody, again, that's, you know, done so much, you know, for Bemidji hockey.
Back to tonight, you mentioned Tyler Kirkup gets his collegiate debut. Fans haven't seen him since the exhibition game. Remind us all, what kind of game does he play?
Well, he's kind of a heavy player. I mean, you know, Kirky's a bigger guy, and as we want him to play kind of a heavy, strong game. Who knows right now? This is a tough baptism tonight, you know. So, but I'm excited. He's really been good in practice, Schulze. Yeah, the last couple of weeks, he scored a lot of goals in practice. He's had an impact in practice, and it's, you know, obviously he probably deserved a shot a couple of weeks ago. But you know, we were kind of obviously at a little, you know, we were at status quo a little bit with, you know, we were playing pretty good, and we kind of liked our chemistry, and excited to see him tonight.
Where do you need to be better than last night?
I hope we're just exactly the way we were last night. Schulze, we're better. We're a better team the last five games than we were the first five games. We're playing so much better the last four or five games. And you know what? The only thing you don't have is results. If you take a look at our scoring chances, they're almost double from the first four games. So we don't have to do anything different except, you know what, hopefully at the end of the night, win a game, because we did everything that we needed to do last night, and I don't want the guys to change one iota.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.